This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Just a short announcement before we get into John Reagan's class, Captain John Reagan's class. November 5th and 6th, gun shows, six of them, rkshows.com. Where are they? If you need to top off your supplies or get that defense item for what may lie ahead, Little Rock, Arkansas, Oklahoma City, Somerset, Kentucky, Marietta, Georgia, Kingsport, Tennessee, and Lebanon, Missouri. That's where they are. RKShows.com if you'd like to attend the weekend gun show. So, John, I looked up Maryland House, and it's at Maryland.gov. Believe it or not. So it's the Maryland Transportation Authority that runs this. And the Maryland House, where we were guests for 2 days, it's a $30 million complex along Interstate 95. 42,000 square foot facility. It features food from Wendy's and Phillips Seafood and Dunkin' Donuts and Jerry's Subs and Pizza and Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs and others, okay? And I wanted to share with you something that And they're bragging about. They have free Wi-Fi. Yeah, it is so poor that you cannot make a phone call using their Wi-Fi. Well, you can, but you can only get one-word responses after about 5 or 6 seconds delay from the other party when you're trying to hear them. Anyway, they have a restroom area. It's huge. It's huge. And they have these urinals there, and I want to talk about these urinals for just a few seconds. These urinals are shaped kind of like a tapered 5-gallon bucket, and they use no water. They have this liquid in them. I looked them up. They use this liquid that looks like water. It's clear, but it weighs less than water. So the urine will travel down through this, and this liquid acts as a air trap or a gas trap, so the bathrooms don't smell so bad. But there is no handle to flush. There is no automatic sensor to flush it for you. There is no way to flush this toilet. None. No way whatsoever. So, and these things are like the size of a 5-gallon bucket, which means that you can't get close to it, which means that there's always liquid on the floor right underneath it. And I don't think that liquid is anything other than urine. And it's in front of all of these urinals. So what they do is they have a staff that is constantly mopping the floor. And they have this huge fan in there to blow air in there, to circulate air, because otherwise it'd probably choke a horse. Because there is no way to flush these toilets. The only way to flush the toilet, if you wanted to flush it, is you'd have to bring a bucket of water or a garden hose to hose these urinals off. And maybe that's what they do. But they have staff there all the time cleaning them. How do I know? Because I spent 2 days there. I know. Now, normally you go into a place like, you know, one of these roadside places to rest stops. You get in, you do whatever you got to do, and you get out. Well, I was there analyzing this for 2 days. This is a government morass with these urinals. Who thought of that? Whose idea was it to have a facility where you can't flush the toilet and have the toilet be cleaner? Well, not the toilets, the urinals. Toilets actually flush. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, John. That's just more government. And they're saving water, which is wonderful, but at the expense of not being able to flush the toilets. John, back to you.
And just wait until they enforce the saving, putting the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That's going to be real painful.
Yeah. Well, actually, years ago, I was at a rest stop. This was a government-run rest stop. And there was a little sign that said, this was in the stalls, and it said, it's something to the effect that just because the water in the toilet looks kind of brown, it's not water. It's an oil. And what they do is they recycle the oil. Somehow, the oil carries the waste materials away from the toilet into some kind of a processing station. And then the oil is somehow filtered, and it comes back to flush the next time. So it's not water. And that was not at Maryland House. That was at another place years ago. So they're trying all kinds of ways of using less water, and I think it's a great idea. But I don't think the idea of not having toilets that can be cleaned is really a good idea. I think that's dangerous from a health perspective. So I just wanted to share those thoughts with our class today. So, John, where would you like to go?
Well, I want to remind, I do have the new website, eze33.org, a whole lot easier to type in than the Financial State of the Union. And when you click on the news tab there, it'll get you to the right place. And it was this time last week that we had Mike from Hear the Watchman on, and I got an email from him last night. And, you know, I've had a chance to hang around Mike a little bit, and I know his heart, and he really likes to do whatever he can to, celebrate veterans, and give them a break for the service they've done to this country. And quite often veterans get screwed even worse than the ordinary citizen. And he told the story. There's this vet, has a wife, two autistic children. He's spent 20 years in the Air Force, enlisted. And he left the Air Force and was going to be working for this contractor when the government decided to, pull the contract. So he doesn't have a job. He's got increased medical expenses. And, lost their home. And, it's not a good situation. And What I wrote about this, if this guy or this were a gay Muslim couple in the country illegally, there'd be plenty of assistance for him. But to this administration, they're just garbage to be kicked to the side of the road. And it just is so infuriating to me. So, Mike's confirmed this guy's situation. And even if you're not able to provide any kind of financial support, I've got a link here, and if you would share that on your social media, we would all appreciate it. And that link is a GoFundMe account, so it's gofundme.com/missionchristian, MissionChristian. And it's going to a good cause, and this is not one of those where somebody puts up a GoFundMe taking advantage of somebody else's misfortune.
John, We're seeing more misery, you know, outside of Washington, D.C. We really are. Pretty much everywhere we look, there are people who are having trouble. Guy came up to me. It was probably 2 o'clock in the morning. I was looking for a way for our son to get into Maryland House. So Mrs. Finelli and I were out there looking for a way to get him in with the trailer if he came in from the north side to get us to where we were on the south side. And because there's places for cars and it's hard to turn around and it's hard to make these tight turns with a long trailer. So we're out there and this guy came up to us and said his credit card doesn't work and he was kind of having trouble. And I said, yeah, so we're having trouble too. And, you know, he wanted to know if we had any cash. And we had some. But if we gave him our cash, we'd be even worse shape. So we had to make that choice and we said, you know, there's some people inside, maybe they'll have an answer for you, but we're stranded here ourselves on the other side of this complex or this building, and, you know, we'd like to help you, but we can't right now. And so we're seeing a lot of that. We saw a number of people who were having difficulties, and literally, I would have spent my entire day, you know, 2 days there, helping people get their car started. I'm talking about the few who had older vehicles that would pull in there and they had, you know, mechanical trouble or engine trouble or electrical trouble or couldn't start their cars. I mean, it would have been a full-time job for me if I had all the tools, if I had a shop just getting these people back on the road. It was unbelievable. And there was virtually, looked like nobody was there to help anybody. That's pretty sad. And I think that's another commentary on where we're headed. John, I see at the financialstateoftheunion.com news tab, I'm there. You've got a story about Louisville. I went through Louisville, and I got to tell you, for the last 11 years, going through Louisville on the interstate, I've seen more construction. I have no idea where all this money's coming from. I mean, it's like nonstop construction around Louisville. What's going on? What's the story about surveillance and control in Louisville? And tell us when we get back.
We'll get to this after the break, but it's going to be one of the first spy cities in America.
There goes Louisville. Captain John Reagan, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and a special thank you, John, for all that you've done to help me in this broadcast, and I really, really appreciate it. Class, we're looking for some instructors. Rocket stoves. Do you know how to build one? Fire brick. How to make it? Fire clay. How to use it? Also, instructors for teach us how to import from China, how shipping from China works, how to get insurance for products you buy from China, and the pitfalls of working with companies that make products in China. If you get a chance to give us a call or email me, Vincent@USAPrepares.com. Vincent@USAPrepares.com. John Reagan, Louisville.
I'm titled the section Looney Louisville. And yeah. It has six articles, two of them which are video reports from ZDNet. And that's a computer site. The Ziff Davis publication goes back a long way, and it's probably best known for PC Magazine, which is how I learned about how the PCs worked. They came out while I was out of the country, and I used them for years just keeping current. Well, Louisville is a hotbed for, you know, the smart city plan. And, of course, I've replaced smart with spy. And it talks about, you know, the light side of the force here, if you will. You know, the good things that you can do with these this technology. And it's collecting devices from GPS-enabled asthma inhalers. It provides air quality information, which can, you know, help people. And I love the idea, but it helps citizens, might as well say peons, with breathing conditions. They also use wireless smoke detectors in vacant and abandoned properties. And this alerts firefighters before a fire becomes noticeable to somebody that's in an inhabited structure. So, yeah, there's some uses that are beneficial, but like I say, when I put my military hat on and look at how this type of technology can be weaponized, it's really frightening. Louisville is purposely going the smart city route. You know, it's integrating, you know, the Internet of Things or the Internet of Everything. So they are basically going to, you know, look at everything that goes on. They say that their digital transformation plan have had the most success in two areas, and that's in digital health and in maker spaces. The makers are, well, they call it the citizen scientists at the grassroots, but it also includes, you know, the, you know, part of the public-private partnership, again, leaving the people out of the process. And in order to do this, of course, you have to have a good Internet infrastructure. So the fourth article in there is the path to becoming a gigabit city, because you're going to need high-speed broadband in order to collect this volume of information. The first video is from the young woman that's in charge of this for the city. Looks like she hasn't been out of college too long, and she's really excited about all the possibilities. The second video is one of ZDNet's editors talking about how the Spy City can be used. And ZDNet, or excuse me, it's a CNET, another site, computer organization, has a model spy home there. So I'll try to wrap this up so we can get to other articles when we get back from the break.
Yeah, it's quite frightening. And, you know, Discover, when they shut down my card, they said, well, you know, you should have called us when we shut your card down. I said, I didn't have a cell phone.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Watch it. Oh, no, there's
something else. What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. EZE33.org. EZE33.org. Just wanted to mention very quickly, we're talking about Spy City, Louisville. And Discover told me that, you know, they could have sent me a message if I had a cell phone that my card was declined. Well, we knew, our son knew instantly that our card was declined because it was declined right then and there. So what they said was if I had a cell phone, they could have sent me a message and I could have called them right then and there to get it turned back on. Well, I said, why'd you decline it in the first place? And they couldn't tell me. They couldn't tell me why. But what they were trying to, make me feel like I was substandard by not having a cell phone. Like, everybody has a cell phone. So if you had one, you wouldn't have this problem. That's not true. I had the problem because they cause the problem. Discover caused the problem. It's not like we don't pay our bills. It's like their computer algorithm thought that me buying a pizza in Maryland and my son trying to buy an auto part in Kentucky couldn't possibly happen, even though they've issued multiple cards on that same account for multiple people. Even though it's possible that we could travel in different directions and use the card at a similar time, not exactly the same time, but near in time to each other, that it would be a bona fide charge. It'd be bona fide. But no, they shut us down. So they're working, John, to make us feel like we are wrong by not having all of this technology that we are tethered to. And I object to it. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Vincent, and greetings, John. It's good to hear your voice. And I just wanted to mention to you, along those trials you dealt with, never forget, if you're near a enterprise that has a truck rental, you could have rented a one-ton truck, hooked up the gooseneck trailer to it, put the truck on the gooseneck trailer, borrowed a 16-foot car hauler, put the car on it, and legally you can haul two trailers across all those states as long as you're beneath or less than 65 feet total length.
65.
Just a thought. I've actually seen somebody... I've seen somebody do that one time.
I've seen it too. You're absolutely right. But Enterprise didn't have anything like that for us. We couldn't get a car hauler. But you know, that's a really good point, Mike. And I know you are a master at innovation. And you know, we had an instructor called the Real MacGyver. I think you're the Real MacGyver.
No. I'm just a student of MacGyver. But if at any time you ever have a need, just reach out and you'll be provided for. Just reach out. I noticed something, though. I've been listening, and I've listened, and I've noticed some recent addition to your show, everything from blood pressure to constipation, erectile dysfunction, to attorneys for those unable to manage their own affairs. And now it's obvious that not anyone that is a rank-and-file survivalist and prepper would need that, because they're independent, self-sufficient, self-governing. Therefore, the only thing I can conclude is that they're targeting the government types who are now listening to your show as part of their job. So welcome aboard, all the Alphabet crew. I want to welcome you aboard and listen intently, because you're going to learn the skills that you need to survive after the collapse of the corporate government. But in the meantime, apparently, you know, those new listeners, you know, obviously the advertisers believe that they're full of you-know-what. They're unable to satisfy their wives, and as in such, they're in need of attorneys to take their money, because they are clueless to the solutions, which we all know. It's just being independent, self-sufficient, self-governing. That will make you physically and mentally fit. Am I wrong?
What we teach here is exactly that. We're teaching physical fitness. We're teaching making your body strong. We're teaching independence, self-sufficiency, having the tools and the resources, and making sure that we don't waste money. Those are the things. I mean, those are just a few of the things that we teach. And I got to tell you, Mike Parsons in Tennessee, that had I not had some of these skills, had I not taught and worked with our son to learn some of these skills, all of our children, it would have been very difficult for us to get through this. Because if you think about it, one of our sons who was driving the Dodge truck, who had the throttle position sensor fail on the truck, he was able to determine that within probably 30 minutes without a computer, without one of those onboard testing computers, onboard diagnostic computer testers. He didn't have one. But that's something that I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy a tester, a small, and you can get it for like $20, and I'm going to have one for each vehicle that has a computer. Because when the computer shut down, what do you do? How do you figure out what's wrong with these computer-controlled cars now? So if we had one, we would have been able to determine that within, you know, 3 minutes. Instead, it took 10 times longer.
And you were talking about Louisville becoming a spy city. Well, considering that one Bob Covaci lives in Louisville, it's a spy city already.
He's the guy that has been threatening you. As a matter of fact, Bob Covaci threatened to kill you. Is that right?
Yeah, he threatened to kill me and turn the Supreme Court Justice of the Chilcotin Nation into the, you know, if the local RCMP beat cop arrived, he would wet his pants at first and then proceed to, there she is, you want her. You know, that's the kind of stuff you got that's a lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Air Force or Army or whatever he was. Obviously, the guy can perform when he's got overwhelming odds and military power to go up against people that are disarmed in foreign countries out in the middle of the desert. But when it comes to dealing with one mano a mano, it's a different story, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, a quick question. I mentioned, I don't know if you heard that, had I called you, and would you have been willing to help me stranded in Maryland?
You would have been provided for instantly, just seriously. You would have had at your disposal whatever was available instantly.
There you go. And that class, that's what this is really about. You need to develop these kinds of relationships in your life to help someone and you know, help them and they help you. And it's without saying, yeah, I'll do this for you, but you're going to owe me big time. That never occurs in any of the conversations that we have with our instructors. John Ray, do you agree with that?
Yeah, yes. I mean, the feet never get paid by the hands because the feet has to take the body to the location for the hands to pick the fruit off the tree. And then the mouth, well, it's totally dependent upon the feet and the hands to feed it. And, of course, the whole body. So, yeah, you can view it any way you want to, but you're basically providing. When you help your neighbor, you're helping yourself.
You know,
you're paying it forward, and you're helping yourself.
Yeah. I would like to share this thought. I called John Reagan and asked him if he would like to take the broadcast for a few days. And never in the discussion, never did John Reagan say to me, "All right, but you're going to owe me big time. You know, I'm going to remember this, and you remember this, Vinny, because, you know, I'm going to do this." No, that never occurred. What did occur was when we first started this broadcast today, John Reagan thanked me. He thanked me for trusting him. He did all the work, and he's thanking me. That's kind of who we are. And really, the thanks go to him.
Yeah, John is a true trooper who goes above and beyond to help out as needed, when needed. And not only does he fill in, but he provides so much quality information that if, you know, people aren't familiar with, you know, some subject that he might pull out there, you're not only going to hear about the subject, you're going to hear in-depth analysis of the subject.
And the relationship to past experiences that Captain John Reagan had when he was either studying in school or had experiences on the work site or when he served at the Pentagon. Absolutely. So, John, thank you. Thank you so much. Mike, anything else?
Have a great day, and just anytime you're in need, just reach out.
Mike, thank you, and I received your phone messages, and I will call you later. When I finally got home after a nonstop drive, I just collapsed.
Yeah.
And
enough said. Just holler when you get a chance, and I'll share with you some information or something local that might benefit you.
Great. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Mike Parsons.
Have a great day. God bless, John.
Thank you.
John Reagan, back to you.
Well, let me just quickly wrap up on the Louisville. A couple of things they're using this for is keeping track of things like traffic and pedestrian volumes. And, of course, it's not just doing counts of vehicles and people. You can be sure that there's also facial recognition in there as well. They're going to know pretty much where everybody is at all times. And unfortunately, if we bypass the war scenario, this is the future not only of Louisville and the United States, but the world. I do want to skip on down to the bigger picture, try and get those in before we run out of time today. And
the first article there, "We've Been Scammed." And the title is "The Closed Door Button on Your Elevator is a Scam. Manufacturers reveal buttons make no difference. The closed button in an elevator has been obsolete since the 1990s. It's also true for crosswalks in New York City, some office thermostats, and basically these types of devices promote the illusion of control. And that got me to thinking about how many other ways they're using this against us. You know, we've talked about our cell phones, how even when you supposedly turn them off, they're still on and can be used to surveil you either with audio, video, or both. And, you know, given what's coming up a week from today, you know, they allow us to vote, so we think we have some bit of control. And perhaps right now we still do have a small bit of control.
John, I've got a comment on what you said about the crosswalks and the elevator buttons when we come back. Captain John Reagan, EZE33.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from the Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you mentioned elevator door buttons, the ones that you see where you can attempt to close the door on an elevator. Now, the only reason I can think of to try to use that button is you see someone coming down the hall and you go, I don't want them to get on the elevator with us. Let me close the door before they get on. That'd be one reason. Another reason is if a person is late and they say, you know, it's taking 3 seconds, 4 seconds, let me hit this button to see if I can close this door a little faster. Those are the only two reasons I can think of at the moment as to why someone would use those. But you're right. They don't seem to have any apparent connection to the elevator circuitry to close the door any faster in the last, since the 90s. Crosswalks. And if you look at those crosswalk buttons, they're worn out. I mean, I've seen them in cities, and they have you can see a lot of wear on those buttons. And when you push them, there's no tactile feel. There's like a spring on the end of this button. You push it in, but you don't hear it go click. You don't hear it thunk. You don't hear it make any sound at all other than be pushed in. Now, there are switches that have these wiper-type contacts where the two contacts wipe against each other and clean, you know, self-cleaning. But for years, and I'm thinking 20 years at least, these crosswalk buttons don't seem to have much effect at all, and I believe you're absolutely right.
Now, let me quickly talk about the last two in bigger picture and the first one in employment. Lithuanians given instructions, Americans given theater. The Lithuanian government's handed out a 75-page manual telling them what to do in case Russia invades. The Arctic Nazis we talked about with Doc Ram on Thursday, we know about the Nazi base at the South Pole, but here apparently the Nazis were on the north side as well, trying to find artifacts. And in the employment section, manufacturing returns without the jobs. And it talks about this plant that had closed, used to employ 600 people on two shifts. And they sent the jobs to China and brought it back. So now they've got a brand new plant running 24/7, 365 days a year with just 14 employees. Vincent.
14 employees. I'm looking at this factory. So it looks like there's a guy driving a forklift. Oh, I'm looking at Ford. He's going to lay off 13,000 hourly workers. You want to talk about that as well? Did I lose you, John?
Yeah, we might as well talk about it. Up in the financial section, we got the GDP election magic where they said, you know, last quarter GDP 2.9%, even though freight index continued to decline. And now Ford is going to be closing its plants temporarily, sending 13,000 people to the sidelines.
Okay. And so these large companies are shedding employees, and I also believe large companies are starting to lie more to us. Now, for example, Flying J, I pulled into a Flying J to buy some fuel, and I don't like Flying J, but I had a trailer, and it's hard to turn around in these smaller stations. And there was a sign, $2.49 per gallon of diesel, and it was $2.19 in Virginia. So it kept going up as we kept going west. Well, we pulled in and pulled up to the pump, and the pump says 270, 270.9. The big signs out front that are illuminated say 249. And I went in, my son went in, and my son and I, without saying a word, we wanted to talk to the manager, like, what are you guys up to? And the manager says, yeah, well, that's the price we charge truck drivers. We don't, you know, we charge more to cars. So if you want to pull up to that pump, and the sign says, you know, there are four trucks. And we said, no, the sign doesn't say that. The sign doesn't say anything about that. So what I'm saying is now companies are lying to us about even the prices. So class, be careful about terms, conditions, prices. You know, the sign may say one thing, but the pump says something else. And that doesn't just mean gas and fuel prices. It could be everything. You might see a sign that says one price, and you go to agree to it, and you find out you're being charged more. If that happens, dispute it with your credit card, if your credit card still works. Captain John Reagan, any thoughts?
Just call it a day.
John, thank you so much for sitting in for me. You do such a great job, and thank you for all your hard work. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.